Hallelujah. May peace be with all of the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹平安。
This morning, I would like to use the topic, seven words of Jesus on the cross for mutual encouragement.
今天早上我想和大家共同勉励的题目是十架七言。
There's a saying that if you want to know someone's thought, you have to just hear someone's speech.
有一句话说，欲知心中事，且听口中言。
Because whatever is in the heart will be expressed through the words.
这也就是说，我们心中任何所想的，会以言语的方式表达出来。
In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 tells us.
在马太福音第十二章。
A person will speak whatever is in his heart.
告诉我们说，有人会把自己心里所想的说出来。
And then a kind person, out of the kindness of his heart, will speak kind words.
一个有慈爱的人，从他的心里会说出慈爱的话。
A person with hatred or anger in his heart will always gash out negative things.
如果一个人心中充满了仇恨和愤怒的话，那他的话语也会显示出来。
So whatever your heart thinks determines what you say.
所以你心里所想的会决定你所说出来的言语。
So brother and sister, think about in the past week, what have we been always saying in our mouths?
那弟兄姐妹，我们想想过去一个星期我们说出了什么样的话。
Do we always complain?
我们是不是常常抱怨？
Do we always rebuke people?
我们是不是常常骂人？
Do we always curse?
常常教训人？
Or do we always encourage, comfort others?
还是我们时常的勉励别人，安慰别人？
Lord Jesus Christ, when he was on earth, he spoke a lot of good words.
当主耶稣在世的时候，他讲了很多的恩言。
But there are seven words that he spoke was particularly important.
但有七句是最重要的。
Because when he was on the cross, suffering his most agony,
因为在他在十架上极其痛苦的时候，
he has spoken seven words in total.
他说了七句恩言。
It's very famous. People call it the seven last words of Jesus on the cross.
这是非常有名的，那大家把它总称为十架七言。
In the Bible, seven is a perfect number.
圣经里面我们知道七这个数字是完整的数字。
So Jesus spoke seven sentences on the cross.
所以主耶稣在十架上说了七句话。
With this seven statement, Jesus sometimes he offered up his prayer.
那在这个七句话当中，有些时候主耶稣是在祷告。
Sometimes he promised something to others.
有些时候他是给别人一个应许。
Sometimes he gave instructions to others.
有些时候是给别人指示。
So we're going to study these seven words today.
那今天我们就要来查考这个七句话。
Because from what Jesus said, these seven words really show us who Jesus is.
因为主耶稣所讲的七句话告诉我们主耶稣到底是什么样的人。
That and what has he accomplished for us?
还有他到底为了我们成就了什么样的事。
First, let's turn to Luke chapter 23, verse 34.
请翻开路加福音二十三章三十四节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 23, verse 34.
路加福音二十三章三十四节。
34. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
That is the very first statement that Jesus said when he was first nailed on the cross.
这是耶稣在被钉十字架的时候说的第一句话。
We know Lord Jesus Christ, actually, he was God himself.
我们知道主耶稣他就是神本身。
But because he loved us so much that he is willing to come to this world.
但因为他太爱我们了，他道成肉身。
Because human beings, our destiny is to be destroyed because of sin.
因为人类的命运呢，因为罪的缘故，就只是走向灭亡。
And there's only one way that human can be saved.
那只有一个方式让人类可以得救。
Does God come to the world to die for us, to take our burden, take our punishment?
就是神道成肉身来到世间，为了我们的罪而死在十架上。
But in order to go through this, it's not easy because Jesus has to be nailed on the cross.
那这个过程呢，非常的不简单，因为主耶稣必须要被钉十架。
If you read the whole chapter, we know that Jesus already been interrogated, been rebuked, been beaten up, been flogged.
如果我们看这整章的记载，我们看到这个时候呢，已经是主耶稣经历了被审问、被鞭打之后。
Those are terrible torture.
这些是非常可怕的酷刑。
However, something worse is about to come, which is the cross is waiting for him.
但是我们知道更可怕的在前头，也就是十字架。
People have to bind Jesus on the two pieces of wood.
那人就把主耶稣绑在两块木头上。
Using a very big metal hammer.
用很大的铁锤。
Using very around 6 inches or 7 inches metal nail.
也用非常长的这个钉子。
And have to press it the nail through the waist of Lord Jesus Christ.
然后把钉子穿过主耶稣。
We know that this part of the body, the waist, is very sensitive.
我们知道这个手掌是非常的敏感的。
And there's not enough nerve going through the hand, the arm to the palm.
从我们的手掌和我们的手臂这之间呢，有很多的神经。
So we can imagine what kind of pain that the nails, the metal nail inflicted on Jesus, passed through his waist to the piece of wood.
所以我们可以想象，当这样子的一个钉子穿过主耶稣的手掌的时候，一直到钉到这个木板上面，这个主耶稣是经历了多大的痛苦。
There's no anesthetic.
那个时候没有麻醉药。
But not only one arm, but two arms.
而且不是只是一个手掌，是两个。
And the 2 feet together.
而且两只脚也被钉在一起。
And they have to use an extra long nail to nail fix Jesus on that piece of wood.
他们要用特别长的钉子才能把主耶稣钉在这个木板上。
I cannot imagine what kind of pain Jesus is undergoing for us.
我没有办法想象主耶稣为了我们所经历的到底是什么样的痛。
Now when Jesus was fixed on the cross, people lift him up on the cross.
那当主耶稣在被钉在十字架上，他们就把十字架抬起来。
What was the first things that Jesus said?
那主耶稣说的第一句话是什么？
This is the statement we just read.
也就是我们刚读的这一节。
It was a prayer.
这是一个祷告。
He prayed to the Heavenly Father.
他向天父祷告。
Asking the Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
祈求天父赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
So the next line tells us actually, Jesus intercede for the transgressor, the one who hurt him when he suffered the most.
所以我们可以看到，在主耶稣最痛苦的时候，他是在替得罪他、逼迫他的人祷告。
Now today, think about ourselves. When you yourself are not feeling well, or you are suffering, or you are hurt, you're being hurt, what will you usually say?
今天我们来想想我们自己，当我们在痛苦中，或者是我们受伤的时候，或者是我们就是不舒服的时候，我们通常会说什么样的话？
Of course, when you are a little boy, little baby, now little girl, you may cry, oh, mama, mama, baba, right? You cry, usually cry mother.
当然，如果你是小男孩，或是小女孩，或者是 baby 的话，你可能就会哭叫爸爸妈妈，通常都是叫妈妈。
But when we grow older, sometimes when we are hurt or we suffer, we tend to learn to curse people.
但当我们越长越大，当我们痛苦的时候，我们常常学会去咒诅别人。
There's a lot of bad language I don't want to repeat here that we know people would say when they suffer.
用非常多的粗话或是脏话，当人痛苦的时候就会把它说出来。
Especially towards those who hurt us, we will curse them. Sometimes we don't curse in the mouth, but we curse them in the heart.
尤其是那些伤害我们的人，我们会咒诅他们。有些时候我们不一定会说出来，但是我们心里会咒骂他们。
Because when you hurt me, you inflicted so much negative feeling on me and or physical pain on me.
因为当你伤害我的时候，你在我的心里造成了很多负面的情绪，或者是我有实际的这个受伤。
So when we face being offended or being hurt, we have 2 options.
所以当我们受伤的时候，或者是人得罪我们的时候，我们有两种选择。
The first option is very easy to do, which is to hate back.
第一个选择非常容易，也就是你恨他。
You hurt me, I want to hurt you back.
你伤害我，那我也要伤害你。
You offended me, I want to counter attack.
你得罪我，那我也要反击。
So that is a very easy thing to do, and that's what most people would choose to do.
这是一个非常简单的选择，也是大部分人会做出来的选择。
Because by giving us our negative emotion to others, we think that we take the revenge and we will feel better.
我们觉得当我们把自己负面的情绪再反击给那个人的时候，我们就觉得我们得到报复成功了。
However, think about this. Every time when we did that, did we really feel better or not?
但是我们仔细想想，每一次我们这么做的时候，我们是真的有感觉比较好吗？
We know that sometimes actually it didn't bring us feeling any better.
我们知道有些时候其实是没有的。
However, Jesus showed us another approach of how to face being hurt or offend.
那主耶稣他教我们在被得罪或是受伤的时候，如何做出另外一个选择。
Let's turn to Luke to the 6th verse 27.
请翻开路加福音第六章。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 27.
第六章第二十七节。
27, which says, Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse, and pray for those who mistreated you. 27.
二十七节，只是我告诉你们这听到的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好。
28.
二十八。咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
Jesus gives us a totally different perspective.
主耶稣给我们另外一个角度。
If somebody go against you, he is your enemy.
如果有人成为你的敌人，他反对你。
What do you do to him?
你要怎么做呢
？You're supposed to love him.
你应该要爱他。
Wow, we know that love is not easy.
我们知道爱是不容易。
Love those who love you is not even easy.
爱那爱你的人都已经不容易了。
How about love those who hated you?
那爱你的仇敌呢
？If somebody hates you, you have to bless him.
如果有人不喜欢你、讨厌你，你居然还要祝福他
？If somebody curses you, you have to pray for the person.
那咒诅你的人，你要为他祷告。
That is the Jesus teaching. Jesus, when he preached, he said that using love to overcome hatred.
这是主耶稣给我们的道理，在他在世的时候所传的道，他告诉我们要以爱去面对仇恨。
And when not only face but overcome.
不是只是去面对，而是战胜。
That's what Jesus showed us his example when he was on the cross.
那主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，也给我们做了这样的一个榜样。
He prayed for those who persecute him.
他替逼迫他的人祷告。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
父啊，求你赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不明白。
Who nailed Jesus on the cross?
谁把耶稣钉在十字架
？The Roman soldier nailed on the cross. No, Jesus nailed Jesus on the cross.
那些兵丁们把他钉在石架上。
Do they know what they do?
他们知道自己在做什么吗
？Yes, they know. They know they are carrying out instruction from the upper level.
他们知道，他们知道他们是做出了从上头来的命令。
But do they really know why they do it? What they doing?
但他们知不知道他们为什么在做这件事
？They don't know who Jesus is.
他们并不知道主耶稣是谁。
If they knew Jesus is God, the Son of God.
如果他们知道说主耶稣就是神，就是神的儿子
，they would never ever dare to lay a hand on Jesus.
他们绝对不敢伤害主。
Who nailed Jesus on the cross?
那到底谁把主钉在十字架上呢
？The Jewish people.
犹太人。
If they knew Jesus was the Messiah, is to come to save them.
如果他们知道主耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是他们的救主
，they would never hurt Jesus.
他们绝对不可能伤害主。
You know, they end up hurting the one they are waiting for all their life.
他们一辈子都在等他们的救主，结果最后来了之后却伤害他。
You know why sometimes people inflicted hurt to us?
有些时候我们想，为什么别人要伤害我们
？Because they don't know what they are doing.
因为他们不知道自己在做什么。
They don't think about the consequences.
他们并没有想后果。
They just think about themselves.
他们只有想自己。
They don't only think about the current situation.
他们只有想现在的状况。
So they were fooled. They were blinded.
所以他们是愚昧的，是瞎眼的。
Yes, Jesus could have chosen. You know, I want to hate them. This kind of crazy people. What am I doing for them?
那是的，主耶稣可以选择说，哎呀，这些笨人，我讨厌你们。
But Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
但主耶稣说，父啊，求你赦免他们。
That is what we have to think today.
那今天我们也要这么的想。
How are we going to treat our own negative emotion or hatred when we are hurt deeply?
我们要想，当我们非常受伤的时候，我们要如何去处理我们负面的情绪
？Jesus tells us, you have to learn to love.
主耶稣告诉我们要学习去爱
，to do good，
去做善事
，to bless，
去祝福
，and to pray，
去祷告。
These four things I highlighted right in the English on in a capital letter. These four things is we have to do if we want to make ourselves feel better.
如果我们想要让自己的心情好起来，我们必须要做这四件事。
Think about Jesus, right? When he was on the cross, he already suffered terribly.
我们来想想主耶稣在他被钉十字架的时候，他已经很痛苦了。
If he started to curse or blame people or hate it, I think he'll even feel even worse.
如果他开始骂人、咒诅人，或是去怪罪别人的话，他心情可能会更差。
So Jesus tell us the good example.
所以主耶稣给我们设了一个好的榜样。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 6 verse 37.
请看路加福音第六章第三十七节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 37.
路加福音第六章三十七节。 你们不要论断人，就不被人论断；你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪；你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕。
Here already Jesus gives us the secret.
这里主耶稣已经告诉我们这个秘诀。
Do not judge others, so that you will not be judged.
不要论断人，就不被论断。
Right. Very easy, we want to judge people.
我们要论断人很容易。
But you know what? Someday we'll be judged.
但是我们要知道，有一天我们也会被论断。
Sometimes when I'm not careful, I run the yellow light.
有些时候不小心的时候会闯黄灯。
Sometimes other people run my yellow light.
有些时候别人也会闯黄灯。
Some people honk on me.
有些人会给我按喇叭。
So sometimes when we judge other people, actually we are doing the same thing.
所以有些时候我们论断人，我们一样也会被，我们其实自己做的也是一样。
Now the second part here said, forgive others and you'll be forgiven.
那这里又说，你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕。
Now, here said the word forgive in the original language actually is release.
在原文里面，饶恕这个字呢，也有释放的意思。
Release. What does it mean? Release.
释放是什么意思
？Yeah. Sometimes if you hate someone really badly, if you really hold the negative feeling, you are imprisoning yourself.
有些时候，当你抓住自己负面的情绪，或者是你的仇恨不放的话，其实你是把自己关在一个监牢里。
You know, I've read an academic article saying that what happens to your brain when you hate someone.
我读过一个学术文章，告诉我们说，当你讨厌一个人的时候呢，你的脑筋会发生什么事情
？From a psychological point of view.
从心理学来讲。
Basically, when you really think about the negative things, or you hate, or you really angry with someone,
如果你一直有负面的情绪，或者是一直生气，或者是讨厌某些人
，First of all, it affects your mental health.
第一，它会影响你的心理健康。
You have a lot of anxiety. You really worry about what will happen tomorrow. What will happen next?
你会非常的焦虑，会想说，那明天又要发生什么事
？Is it going to do bad things to me again if I counterattack or say bad things?
那如果我反击，那个人是不是也又要再反击
？You may have obsession or paranoia.
那你也许也会非常的神经质。
Wow, and then you'll have negative impact to your relationship with everyone else in your.
那这些情绪会影响你和你身边其他人的关系。
You can start to affect your sleep.
那它也会影响你的睡眠。
Your nervous system.
你的这个神经系统。
Immune system.
这个免疫系统。
Nowadays, you know the COVID-19, right? You know. So everywhere is germs. If you have a strong immune system, it can help you to defend.
我们知道，在这个新冠状肺炎的疫情中，如果今天你有非常好的免疫系统的话，那它可以帮你，让你不要生病。
But if you already have negative emotion, like hurt or hatred, your anger, then your immune system will go down.
但如果你已经有很多负面的情绪，譬如说仇恨或是生气的话，那你的这个免疫系统已经变弱了。
And also affect your endocrine system.
那也会影响你的内分泌系统。
And then everything, all your body, your health will go down.
那你所有的这个健康就会下降。
So Jesus is true saying that release and you'll be released.
所以主耶稣说的没有错，我们要释放，
yes.
那我们也就可以得着释放。
Yes, the hurt is already done.
是的，这个伤害已经造成了。
You can choose to hate, you suffer yourself more.Or you choose to release.
我可以选择去恨，然后自己再受更多的苦。那我也可以选择去释放。
But of course, to release other people from our heart is not easy.
当然，要从我们心里去释放一个人非常的难。
We need the help of God.
我们需要神的帮助。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6 verse 14.
请翻开马太福音第六章第十四节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 14.
马太福音第六章第十四节。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
It is very important to know why we have to forgive others.
我们必须要知道为什么我们需要去饶恕别人。
Not only for us to feel better.
不是只是我们自己可以感觉比较好而已。
But of course, this is the command of God.
但是这个是神给我们的命令。
Because if you do not release others, we do not forgive others.
因为如果我们不释放饶恕别人
，Your heavenly Father will not forgive you.
我们的天父也必不会饶恕我们。
So Jesus' first statement on the cross is very meaningful.
所以主耶稣在十字架上的第一句话
，It reminds us.
有非常深的意义。
To release others.
他提醒我们要释放别人。
Not only to release, but we have to do one more step.
也不是只是释放，我们还要再进一步。
We have to do good to the person.
我们要替那些人做一些好事。
We have to pray for them.
我们要替他们祷告。
Sometimes we think, right? If I don't hate you, you're already lucky. Why do you want me to pray for you?
有些时候我觉得我不恨你，你就已经很幸运了。我为什么还要替你祷告
？Okay, forgive you, but you know, if you're here, I'll go there.
或者是好，我是可以原谅你，但是我要和你必不见面。
I cannot hear you. I cannot face you.
我不想要听到你讲话，我也不想要看到你。
Well, this is not truly forgive.
这并不是真正的饶恕。
You just try to avoid. You just try to withdraw.
你只是想要躲避他而已。
Your heart, deep down in your heart, you're still locking up yourself because you don't want to think about that incident, think about that person.
那你心里的深处还是有那个结，这就是为什么你根本就不想要去想或者是看到那个人。
Oh, Jesus, can you imagine? Jesus is on the cross. He's suffering so much.
你能不能想象主耶稣在十字架上极其的痛苦？
What he saw is the people insulting him, rebuking him, or nailing him on the cross.
那他所看到的就是大家在嗤笑他，在侮辱他。
Every time he saw them, he would feel hurt.
每次他看到这些人，他心里一定都再一次受伤。
However, how did Jesus face this?
但是他怎么去面对呢
？He asked God for strength.
他求天父给他力量。
He prayed to Heavenly Father, please forgive them.
他求天父去饶恕他们。
Actually, they don't only sin against Jesus, but of course the Heavenly Father.
其实那些人不是只是得罪了主耶稣而已，但是他们是得罪了神。
They face a very terrible future.
他们的未来会受到很严重的审判。
So Jesus pray for them, hope that they will change.
所以主耶稣替他们祷告，希望他们可以改变。
You know, every time when you pray for somebody hurts you, miracle can happen.
每次当人伤害你，你替他们祷告的时候，神迹就有可能发生。
Sometimes we pray about ourselves.
有些时候我们替自己祷告。
God heal me. God don't feel let me feel so hurt.
哦，神呐、啊，求你医治我的心，求你让我不要这么的受伤。
That is a good prayer.
这是一个好的祷告。
But there's a better prayer.
但是有一个更好的祷告。
Pray to the Heavenly Father.
求我们的天父。
Forgive them.
饶恕他们。
For they do not know what they do.
因为他们所做的自己不晓得。
When you pray for them, God will heal your heart.
那当你替他们祷告的时候，神就会修复你的心。
Yes, when you started to pray and do good to others, God will release you. God will release you and heal you.
当你开始替别人做好事，然后替他们祷告的时候，神就会开始医治你。
So this is the first statement.
所以这是神主耶稣所讲的第一句话。
The second statement on the cross.
第二句话。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 23, verse 43.
请翻开路加福音第23章43节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 43.
路加福音23章43节。耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
That is the second statement spoke by Lord Jesus Christ to one of the robbers that was crucified with him together.
这是主耶稣在十字架上讲的第二句话，是对与他同样被钉十字架的其中一个犯人所说的。
There were totally three persons crucified on that day.
那一天总共有三个人被钉十架。
Jesus was put in the middle.
主耶稣被摆在中间。
And then on his right, on his left, there were two robbers.
在他左右各有一个强盗。
They also were sentenced to death on that day.
也是在那一天被判死刑。
Now, at the beginning when Jesus was crucified, both robbers, they refused to believe in Jesus.
刚开始在主耶稣被钉十字架的时候呢，这两个强盗都不信主耶稣。
Let's turn to Matthew 27, verse 44.
请翻开马太福音第27章44节。
Matthew 27:44。
马太福音27章44节，那和他同钉的强盗也是这样的讥笑他。
He said that two robbers at the beginning both mock at Jesus.
这里说那两个强盗呢，刚开始的时候也都同样的讥笑主耶稣。
They say, "Oh, you can save others. Why don't you save yourself and save us?"
他们觉得说。你既然可以救别人，那你为什么不救自己呢？
And also can save us.
还有救我们。
However, Jesus said nothing.
但是主耶稣并没有说话。
And then when they heard, Jesus didn't curse, but rather Jesus prayed for others.
但后来他们听到说，主耶稣不但没有咒骂其他的人，反而是替他们祷告。
And one of the robbers changed his heart and changed the perspective on Jesus.
其中一个强盗呢，他的心就改变了。
Let's turn back to Luke 23.
请翻回路加福音23章。
Luke chapter 23.
23章。
Verse 40. Verse 39 to 40.
39和40节。 那同钉的两个犯人有一个讥笑，他说：“你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧。”四十，那一个就应声责备他说：“你既是一样受刑的，还不怕神吗？”四十一，我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称。但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。四十二，就说：“主耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
From what we read here, we know that one of the robbers repented and changed.
这些经节告诉我们，其中一个强盗最后改变而且悔改。
He rebuked the other robbers who were still mocking Jesus.
他还责备另外一个继续讥笑耶稣的人。
What are you saying? You know what we did deserved this punishment.
他说我们是应该的，因为我们所做的与我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
But that Jesus, that person, he did nothing wrong.
但主耶稣这个人没有做一件不好的事。
And then he come and turned to Jesus and said, "Please remember me in your kingdom."
那后来他转向主耶稣说：“求你德国降临的时候纪念我。”
And then Jesus spoke the second statement to him.
那这时候主耶稣就说了第二句话。
Today you shall be with me in the paradise.
今日你要同我在乐园里。
What does it teach us?
这告诉我们什么
？It is never too late to change and to repent.
我们要改变悔改，永远不会太晚。
Sometimes, what is the reason or excuse people doesn't want to change?
有些时候呢，我们会找出什么样的借口不改变
？Oh, you know, I'm being too old to do that.
我年纪太大了，改不了了。
Oh, I'm just a sinner, right? I will not change. I'm not successful.
我就是一个罪人，改不了了。
Or it's too late.
来不及了。
It won't make a difference.
也没差。
Or somebody will say, you know, I'm such a wretch. God will not take me.
有些人会说，我就是一个可怜人，神绝对不会理我。
But for Jesus, nobody is too late to change or to repent.
但对于主耶稣来说，任何人要悔改都不会太迟。
Don't give yourself an excuse.
不要给自己找借口。
The sin I've committed is too big.
不要说我犯的罪是太大了。
Or I'm hopeless.
我已经没希望了。
If you wanted to change, even you have one breath, even though you're on the cross like the robber, you still have a chance.
如果你想要改变，你想要悔改的话，你就哪怕只剩一口气，就像这个强盗被钉在十字架上，你还是有机会。
Think about yourself.
想想你自己。
Is there something that you need to change, but you do not have the courage?
是不是有什么你需要改变，但没有勇气改变的地方
？Or you give yourself too many excuses?
是不是替自己找了太多的借口
？Learn from this robber.
我们要向这个强盗学习。
Now think about this. Why would Jesus accept him?
我们来想，为什么主耶稣最后接受他
？First, he's truly repentant.
第一个，他是真心的悔改。
It's not on his mouth, but his heart really make him feel sad about what he did.
他不是只是嘴巴说说，而是他从心里真正的去悔改。
Secondly, he has faith.
第二，他有信心。
He knows that Jesus will have his kingdom.
他知道主耶稣有一天会有一个自己的国。
He's the Messiah.
他就是救世主。
And lastly, he believed that I can have this last opportunity.
那最后呢？他知道说自己可以把握住这个最后的机会。
Yes, this is the last moment.
是的，这是他人生最后的时刻。
If he think one more day, one more hour, one more minute, maybe he lose the chance.
如果在几分钟或是几天或是一天之后呢，他可能就再也没有机会了。
So when he repent,
所以当他悔改的时候
，Jesus told him, "Today you'll be with me in the paradise."
耶稣就对他说：“今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
Now let's talk about paradise. What is paradise?
我们来谈一下乐园。乐园到底是什么
？Paradise. This word originally is from another language, from a Persian language.
乐园这一词呢，它的起源是从波斯语来的。
Originally, it means an enclosed garden with walls or with a lot of trees that nobody can go in very easily.
那刚开始它的意思是四面围着墙的花园，也就是说是不容易进去的一个花园。
And probably is reserved for the kings or the royals.
那通常是让这个皇室或者是国王来用的。
But in the past, if a king invites you, okay, come to my garden, come to my paradise, walk along with me, this means you are highly favored, you are chosen by the king.
那过去的时候呢，如果有王跟你说，你来我的花园和我一起散步的话，这代表说他给你有特别的恩宠。
You have a close relationship with the king.
你跟王的关系非常的好。
This means Jesus has accepted this robber.
所以这里我们可以看到呢，这代表主耶稣已经接受了这位强盗。
But spiritually, what is a paradise?
那属灵上到底乐园是什么呢
？Paradise is a place where the chosen people will be waiting for the heavenly kingdom to fulfill after they die.
乐园是神的选民在那里等待天国实现的地方。
For example, if today we die.
譬如说，如果今天我们走了
，We know that Jesus has not come yet.
我们知道主耶稣还没有再临。
The heavenly kingdom is not fulfilled.
天国还没有实现。
But if you already die in Christ, die in the grace.
但如果你已经在主恩里面走了的话
，We'll be waiting with Jesus in the paradise.
我们会与主耶稣同样在乐园里等候。
It is a good place.
是个非常好的地方。
That before we go to the kingdom of heaven. We wait in the paradise.
在我们进天国之前，我们会在乐园等候。
It is a spiritual place.
这是一个属灵的地方。
In the New Testament, the paradise this term recorded three times.
在新约里面有三个地方有记载乐园。
The first is recorded in Luke chapter 23 that we have just read.
第一就是我们刚所读的。
And Paul, he also experienced a spiritual space in the paradise.
那保罗也曾经体验过这个乐园。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4.
请翻开哥林多后书第十二章第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4.
哥林多后书十二章第四节，他被提到乐园里，听有隐秘的言语是人不可说的。
Paul was reflecting in the past. He had a very good spiritual experience.
这里保罗在回想他曾经有一个非常美好的属灵体验。
He didn't say it is himself, but actually it is himself.
他并没有说是自己体验的，但是其实我们知道就是他。
Verse 2 said about 14 years ago.
第二节说大约14年前。
That person was lifted up to the third heaven.
有一个人被提到第三层天上去。
This is a spiritual space, spiritual level.
这是一个属灵的层次。
He described it. This is like a paradise.
他形容呢，那里就像一个乐园。
He heard something mystery, very special.
他有听到一些隐秘的言语，非常特别。
But that place is so good.
那一个地方呢，是好的无比。
Nothing in the world can compare.
这世上没有任何东西可以与那个地方相比。
But of course, because he has not finished his work on earth, so God sent him back. So he have to continue to work for a few more years.
但是因为他在这个世上的工还没有完成，所以神把他差遣回来这世上继续做工。
So I think, brother and sister, if today we can have this kind of experience, I think we will not love the world.
所以弟兄姐妹，我想今天如果我们有类似的体验的话，我们就不会再贪爱世界。
Why do we love the world so much?
为什么我们这么爱世界呢
？Because we think this world is the paradise.
因为我们以为这个世界就是乐园。
A lot of hotel, the name is called paradise, right? If you go on internet to search paradise hotels, paradise resort, paradise shopping center,
有很多旅馆或者是度假村，它的名字都有乐园在里面。
Is there paradise on earth?
在这世上真的有乐园吗
？No, there's no paradise.
没有。
You know, some place is really like paradise, right?
有些地方看起来真的就像乐园一样。
With the by the beach, you have hotel. Wow, the water is so clear. The sand is like so soft.
漂亮的海洋，高级的旅馆，又有很漂亮的沙滩。
Wow, sometimes you look at other people their Instagram posts. Wow, you really wish that you're there too.
那你看到有些社交软体人家 po 上去的这个照片，你会希望说你也可以到那个地方。
But let me tell you, those places are not paradise.
但是我现在可以肯定的告诉你，那些地方都不是乐园。
Those places, a lot of people go there for vacation, but a lot of sin are there.
很多人到那边去度假，但是那些地方也是充满了罪恶。
Wherever a lot of tourists go there, a lot of alcohol, prostitution, a lot of sin, a lot of drugs.
有很多观光客的地方也是有很多的酒醉，有很多的这个娼妓的事情在发生。
Wherever people go there, paradise no more, destroy.
如果很多人去的一个地方呢，那这就绝对不会再是乐园了，已经被毁了。
More than 10 some years ago, I still remember there's a big tsunami, right? You know, swapping Thailand, swapping Indonesia, swapping a lot of coastland.
十几年前我还记得有一个大海啸，它淹没了这个泰国还有印度等等不少的地方。
印尼的，
印尼。
So a lot of paradise hotel are turned to hell instantly.
所以很多看似乐园的这些旅馆呢，就在瞬间被摧毁了。
People are running for their life. Everywhere is corpse. It's dead body.
那大家都一直努力的逃命，到处你都可以看到尸体。
What I want to say is, in this world, there's no paradise.
我想要讲的是，这个世界上没有乐园。
Where is the real paradise?
真正的乐园在哪里
？Only what God can prepare for us one day.
只有神能替我们预备。
However, today, if you believe in Jesus.
但是今天，如果你相信主耶稣
，If you want to follow His words.
如果你想要遵从他的话
，He can also turn your heart to be like paradise.
他也可以将你的心把它转变为一种乐园。
The third time the word paradise happens in Revelation chapter 2 verse 7.
那新约第三个讲乐园的地方是在启示录第二章。
Revelation 2:7.
启示录第二章第七节。圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
Here the Holy Spirit encourage us.
这里圣灵鼓励我们。
If you overcome.
如果你得胜。
If you have faith in God.
如果你对神有信心。
God will give you the fruit of the tree of life from the paradise.
神必给你他乐园中生命树的果子。
Yes, you cannot go to paradise yet, just yet.
是的，你现在还不能到乐园。
But God can give you the fruit of paradise,
但是神
tree of life to you.
可以将乐园中生命树的果子赐给你吃。
Wow, your heart feels so peaceful.
你的心就会充满平安。
You don't have to sit beside the beach to feel very peaceful.
你不需要到海边旁边去坐着才可以感觉到平安。
Anytime with Jesus in your heart, you can feel peaceful.
每一次当主耶稣进入你心里的时候，你都可以得到平安。
Free from sin, free from worries, free from burdens.
我们不再有罪恶、烦恼和难过。
Because today we have accepted Jesus.
因为今天我们已经接受了主耶稣。
But all of this have to start with today.
但是我们要从今日开始。
I want to emphasize the importance of today.
我必须要强调今日的重要。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7.
请翻开希伯来书第三章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7.
希伯来书第三章第七节。圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒试探他的时候一样。
Today, if you hear his voice.
今天你们若听他的话。
Bible did not say, tomorrow you'll hear his voice.
圣经没有说明天你们听他的话。
Today is your chance.
今天是你的机会。
Tomorrow, not yet come.
明天还没有来到。
To be honest, with the pandemic like this, nobody will know for sure we have tomorrow.
老实说，像今天这样的疫情，我们也没有办法确定自己还有明天。
Who can be 100% guarantee you'll be around tomorrow?
谁能跟你百分百的去保证说明天你还可以在这里
？You only have today.
你只有今天。
Today, if you can come to church, you have to come to church.
今天如果你可以来教会的话，你就要来教会。
Today, if you want to can repent, you have to repent.
今天如果你可以悔改，那你就要悔改。
Because tomorrow may not be yours.
因为也许你并没有明天。
So the robber took hold of today.
所以这个强盗他把握了今天。
Jesus gave him the paradise.
主耶稣也赐给他乐园。
So are you ready for Jesus today?
那今天你准备好迎接主耶稣吗
？Accept Jesus today.
今天接受主耶稣。
The third statement.
第三句话。
Let's turn to John chapter 19 verse 26.
请翻开约翰福音。
John chapter 19 verse 26.
第十九章二十六节。
26 to 27.
约翰福音第十九章二十六节。耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”
27.
二十七，又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
That is the third statement that Jesus spoke.
这是主耶稣所讲的第三句话。
He spoke this to his mother and also to his beloved disciple.
他是对他母亲和他所爱的门徒所说的。
At that time, Jesus was on the cross for some time.
那个时候，主耶稣在十字架上已经有一阵子了。
He's still suffering the most terrible agony.
还是同样的非常痛苦。
However, what was in the mind of Jesus?
但那时候他心里在想什么呢
？Jesus was thinking about his mother.
耶稣在想他的母亲。
And thinking about how to provide for his mother.
在想要如何让他母亲可以得到照顾。
Because Jesus knows that he no longer will be on earth.
因为主耶稣知道自己已经不会在世上了。
Jesus was the firstborn of his mother Mary.
主耶稣是他母亲玛利亚的第一个孩子。
You know, physically speaking, Mary is the mother of Jesus.
那以肉身来讲呢，玛利亚就是耶稣的母亲。
Through Mary, the womb of Mary, Jesus came to this world.
是借由玛利亚，那主耶稣来到了这个世界。
But of course, spiritually, Jesus is God Himself.
但我们知道说，属灵层次来讲呢，耶稣就是神本身。
But even though you are talking about spiritual relationship, but you shall not forget about your physical relationship.
但就算我们在谈属灵的关系，我们也不能忘记我们世界上我们肉身的关系。
So physically.His mother is the closest to him.
那肉身上，他母亲是他最亲近的人。
Jesus has been a good son to Mary for many, many years.
这很多年来，主耶稣都是一个好的儿子。
Because his father Joseph probably passed away very early on.
因为他的父亲约瑟应该是在很早就已经去世了。
The Bible didn't record Joseph much.
这个圣经并没有记载约瑟很多。
Mary probably a widow.
所以呢，玛利亚应该是个寡妇。
And then Mary has a lot of children, at least 5 or 6.
玛利亚也有很多的孩子，至少五六个。
And Jesus is the firstborn.
那主耶稣是长子。
He has been helping the family so much.
他帮了自己家庭很多。
Up to 30 years old, Jesus is helping the family.
在他30岁之前都在帮他的家庭。
And for the past few years, Jesus go everywhere to preach. He cannot support the family anymore.
那在之后的几年呢？因为他四处去传福音，就没有办法再帮助他的家人了。
And now Jesus is about to die.
那现在他将要离世。
What he worries is not himself.
他担心的不是自己。
He worries about Mary.
他担心玛利亚。
After I die, who will take care of my mother?
那在我离世之后，谁会照顾我的母亲呢
？Some people will say, right? Jesus' brothers or sister, the sibling could take care of Mary.
有人会想说，那耶稣的兄弟姐妹就可以照顾玛利亚啦。
But Jesus' siblings, they do not believe in Jesus at that time.
但是那个时候呢，这些兄弟姐妹其实是不相信主耶稣的。
And they may be very far away.
也许他们也是在远方。
The most importantly is, Mary, the heart is very emotionally weak and very hurt.
那最重要的是，在那个时刻，玛利亚的心是非常的伤痛。
He will be losing one of the closest sons that dearest to him to her.
他将要失去他最亲爱的儿子。
She needs emotional support.
他需要心灵上的支持。
Spiritual support.
属灵上的支持。
Physical support.
还有肉身上的支持。
These three kind of support.
这三种支持都需要。
Then who can provide to her?
那谁可以提供他呢
？Then Jesus spoke this.
主耶稣说。
Jesus looked at the mother and said, "Behold your son."
他看自己的母亲说。看你的儿子。
In the original text or in English is a woman. Behold your son.
原文母亲其实是讲妇人。
Actually, this is not impolite. It is very dear way of saying things at that time. Woman, this means very dear.
其实这个不是没有礼貌的称呼，在那个时候呢，称为一个人妇人其实是非常亲密的一个尊称。
He said, "Look at your son."
看你的儿子。
I am no more your son.
我已经不再是你的儿子了。
I will be gone.
我将要离去。
But you have a son. This is your son.
但你会有一个新的儿子，这位就是你的儿子。
And he told his disciple, the most beloved disciple.
他又对他所爱的那门徒说
，Behold, this is your mother.
看你的母亲。
She is your mother from now on.
从今这一刻开始，她就是你的母亲。
When I read this, I was very touched.
当我读这段经文的时候，我非常的感动。
Next slide said, Jesus, when he was about to lose his own life, he did not forget about his mother.
当主耶稣将要丧失自己生命的时候，他并没有忘记他的母亲。
Now, think sometimes when we think about ourselves.
有些时候我们想想自己。
When we grow up, usually we think about our parents less and less.
当我们长越大，大部分的人都会越来越少想起自己的父母。
We think about our own work.
我们想自己的工作。
Our career.
我们的事业。
And then we think about maybe our girlfriend, boyfriend, our spouse.
或是想我们的男朋友、女朋友，或是我们的配偶。
And after you have kids, all you think is about your kids.
那当你有孩子之后呢？你整个脑子里想的都是孩子。
Yeah, sometimes we think about our parents, but not a lot of time, to be honest.
那是的，有些时候我们会想起我们的父母，但老实说不是很长。
You know, when will we think about our parents?
我们什么时候会想起父母呢
？You know, there's a daughter telling her mother.
有一个女儿这么对自己的母亲说
：“When are you going to retire？
你什么时候要退休啊
？”Wow, the mother was thinking so comforted. Wow, you care about me, asking about my health, right? You ask about when I'm going to retire.
那母亲就觉得非常感动，你一定是非常在乎我、关心我的健康，所以在问我什么时候要退休。
But the daughter said, "I want to know when you retire, so I will calculate the time. So by the time you retire, my baby just come out, and you can take care of my baby."
但是女儿接着说，我要知道你什么时候退休，因为我要算好时间。你退休的时候，我刚好生一个 baby， 那这样你就可以来帮我坐月子，照顾孩子。
Wow, so precise.
算得非常的准。
Yes, we think about our parents, but sometimes we think how to use them.
是的，有些时候我们想起自己的父母，但是我们要想的是他能替我们做什么。
To be honest, our parents love us so much, they don't mind to be used.
说实在的，我们的父母真的很爱我们，他不在乎替我们做事。
However, do you really care about them?
但是我们真的在乎他们吗
？Lord Jesus Christ, I cannot even imagine when your whole body is bleeding, suffering, you're dying, and all you think about is your mother.
我没有办法想象主耶稣当他整个身子都在流血、都在痛苦中的时候，他还想起自己的母亲。
So what is honoring our parents mean?
所以孝顺父母是什么意思呢
？The Bible tells us there's the Ten Commandments, right? We are already slide 22. Ten Commandments number 5 is honor your parents.
我们知道十诫里的第五诫就是孝顺父母。
What is honoring your parents?
那孝顺父母是什么意思呢
？Honor your parents means placing your parents' needs.Above your own needs.
孝顺就是代表将你父母的需求放在自己的需求前面。
Yes, we ourselves have a lot of needs.
是我们都有很多的需要。
What is my parents' need?
但我父母需要的是什么呢
？When your parent is very young or middle age, they don't have much needs. They are strong. They are still physically okay.
当你父母还年轻或者是中年的时候，通常没有很多的需求，因为他们身体还健康，可以照顾自己。
But when they are getting older, their needs are different.
但他们年老的时候，他们的需求就不一样了。
Of course, we mentioned that they have three needs.
当然，我们讲到说他们有三个需求。
First, physical needs.
第一个就是肉身上的需求。
They need your money to provide them if they don't have.
如果他们自己没有足够的钱的话，需要你提供他们钱来生活。
This is our duty as a children, as a child.
这是我们作为孩子的责任。
Secondly.
第二
，They have emotional needs.
他们有心灵上的需求。
When a person getting older, the mindset is different.
当人年老的时候呢，心里所想的就不一样。
They feel lonely.
他们会觉得孤单。
They feel anxiety.
觉得焦虑。
Sometimes they cannot sleep.
有些时候睡不着觉。
Most of the time they worry.
那很多时候都是担心。
They need younger people to talk to them.
他们需要比较年轻的人陪他们聊天。
This emotional need is not about money.
这种心灵上的需求跟金钱毫无关系。
A lot of old people they have money, but their heart is lacking.
很多年长的人，他们虽然有钱，但是他们心里是空虚的。
So that's another kind of needs.
所以这是另外一种需求。
Thirdly,
第三
，they also have spiritual needs.
他们有属灵的需求。
Sometimes their faith is down.
有些时候呢，他们的信心软弱。
Because their health is going down.
因为他们的健康不好。
You have to encourage them.
那我们就要鼓励他们。
Pray with them.
跟他们一起祷告。
Or if they have not known Jesus,
或者如果他们还不认识主耶稣
，you have to preach to them and bring them to Christ.
我们必须要跟他们传福音，把他们带来信主。
So if your parents are getting older and older each day,
所以当你的父母一天天的老去
，think about what they need.
我们要好好的想他们需要什么。
Jesus on the cross, he think about the needs of his mother Mary.
主耶稣在十字架上还想起自己母亲的需要。
So today, do we think about our parents' needs?
那今天我们有想想我们父母需要什么吗
？So this is what reminds us today.
所以这个就是提醒我们。
That Jesus spoke the first three sentences.
主耶稣在十字架的前三句话。
The first one.
第一。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
天父，求你饶恕他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
It's a prayer.
这是一个祷告。
Powerful prayer.
一个非常有力的祷告。
Release himself from negative emotion.
他将自己从所有负面情绪释放了。
Powerful prayer.
非常有力的祷告。
That God will listen. God will change the person that he's praying for.
神必定会听他的祷告，改变那些他所祷告的人。
You know, after the prayer, one of the robbers repented.
在他祷告之后，其中一个强盗就已经悔改了。
And then the Roman soldier nailing Jesus on the cross proclaimed, "Wow, he's the son of."
那些将他钉十字架的罗马兵丁最后说，他就是神的儿子。
So the prayer God has heard.
所以神已经垂听他的祷告。
The second sentence is a promise.
第二句话是一个应许。
Today you'll be with me in the paradise.
今日你必与我在乐园里。
If today you change, you will face paradise.
今天如果你愿意改变，你也可以得到乐园。
It's never too late to change.
想改变永远不嫌晚。
The third statement is an instruction.
第三句话是一个指示。
Mother, behold, this is your son.
母亲，看你的儿子。
Behold, this is your mother.
看你的母亲。
Think about all this together.
我们来想想这三句话。
Let's all sing him.
请唱诗。
365
三百六十五首。